on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
I heard I put sugar in your gas tank. That's gotta suck on an empty bank. I heard I got some spray paint. Big red letters, yeah, wrote my name on your drive. That's how you told it. But it drives you wild, don't it? Played the nice card. You knew who I was and it stole your heart. You were my getaway car. I ain't inconvenient for getting that part. Pushing my buttons. Don't act like you don't love it. Well, I plead the fifth and still.
And a whole lot of soul. That was Cassie Ashton with her latest single named Called Crazy. The track was written with Jared Keem and Emily Wiseband. Emily Wiseband, who has also wrote Daniel Bradbury's Sway. Of the song, Cassie has said, "That was just one single universal bit of truth that I think all women would agree on. Any man who's ever called me crazy has called me again. I've been playing this out live here and there for the past 6 months, and the screams I get from the women of the crowd after the first chorus hits me tells me I was right in my assumption." Called Crazy by Cassie Ashton. Opening tonight's programme, you're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music, each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. On tonight's programme, I'll not only be playing the latest releases from the realm that is country music, but also seasoning tonight's broadcast with some tracks from this week's upcoming C2C festival lineup. From that very lineup, I'll be featuring an interview from Birmingham's finest, Thomas Kavanagh, who is playing across the entire weekend at the Observatory Stage. I caught up with Thomas earlier this week to discuss his latest single called This Town and his upcoming EP called Crossland. He'll be featured on the show at 1:30. So in the meantime, let's now travel to Flint, Michigan, where our next artist was born. Mikko Marx was named Best New Country Artist at the 2006 New Music Weekly Awards. In 2021, she released Our Country, her first new album in over a decade. The following year, she performed at the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. According to CMT, her performance received 2 standing ovations. This is her single for you now, One More Night by Mikko Marx.
From the Mississippi Delta on down to New Orleans, up that muddy water to Memphis, Tennessee, from the jukebox to the churches, the spirit and the sound, they lift you up and ain't never.
had some fun, we had some laughs. I licked the salt right off the glass. Danced to the music, racked up a tad. I thought you were thinking what I was thinking. Thought we were going somewhere with all this drinking. Well, I guess the quiver, it led me on. 'Cause I turned around and you were gone. You're just a waste of a life, waste of a real good time. I guess I'll be going home all alone. No patrol, silver lining, just an empty margarita. Left me in this tequila high and dry. No drunk pickup lines, no your place or mine. You're just a waste of life.
Guess I'm never gonna meet your mama or brother. Nothing left to do.
Well, I take a kiss, no second date. And I take a 2 mile in the rain, walk of shame. Yeah, that'd be great compared to this. Oh, baby, what a miss. You're just a
alongside Derek Sutherland, Sam Ellis and Grammy-winning songwriter Shane McAnally. That was Ingrid Andress with A Waste of Lime. That track was released on July 2nd back in 2020. One track that I'm really excited to play for you all now is an exclusive radio play of a track called Glow. It comes from Nicole Shortland. She actually featured on our show last week and we spoke all things songwriting and country music and her history with pop music and Buck and Ball. And during her live show, she's been testing out 2 tracks and Blow is one of those very 2 tracks. After our interview last week, she kindly sent over the track to me to listen and I've been so overjoyed in my little bubble listening to this track this week, which is still yet to be released. Playing on the night shift at Phoenix 98 FM. This is Nicole Shortland with Blow.
I don't want to hear Friday night is a boys' night. And if I'm out at the bar with my girls, don't start fights. You better treat me respectfully, 'cause boy, I've got boundaries. Won't say much for me to up and leave. So this is your warning, listen to me. You might wanna tread careful, go carefully. You might wanna be gentle when you handle me. 'Cause boy, I could be quite fragile, and I just thought that you should know. So be careful, you 'cause it just might blow, blow, blow. Don't need your excuses, I need you to show up. And if it's true, then you better show me that it's real love. Just treat me respectfully, and I won't ask your ass to leave. Cause the truth is honestly, when you need another warning, listen to me. You might wanna tread careful, go carefully. You might wanna be gentle when you handle me. Cause boy, you could be quite fragile, and I just thought that you should know. So be careful, you might hurt me. Be careful, cause I just might blow. Is a boy's night. And when we're out at the bar with friends, don't start fights. Just treat me respectfully. I won't ask your ass to leave. And the truth is honestly, when you need another warning, just listen to me. You might wanna tread careful, go so carefully. You might wanna be gentle when you handle me. Cause I just might blow. Give up, don't give in. Another closed door, another mountaintop, another battle won, another battle lost. It's all a part of the story being written. So don't underestimate what's on the blank page, cause you never know.
Fun, it's playing.
in the night, waiting for the moment that your guard is compromised. It don't care if you're sleeping, it don't care if you're drunk, it knows the secret you're keeping, no matter where you wake up.
So, in the build-up to this weekend's CTC Festival, I have with me this evening, on the night shift, Birmingham's finest, Thomas Cavanagh. Thomas, how are you this evening?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I'm really excited to talk about this year's festival. You're going to be playing the Observatory at this year's CTC Festival, and you've actually performed at the festival last year as well. Why, for you, why do festivals still play an important role in your own music career?
That's a very good question. I mean, for me, playing festivals, it's great because I'm hitting the right audience. I'm not just hitting people who are like, oh, who's this person? It's like people potentially want to come and see me. I'm reaching a new audience. And it's the right ears, I believe, especially this festival itself, C2C. It's the right market, I guess. I didn't want to say that because it sounds business, but I think it's... I'm doing these, like, asterisk marks, quotation marks on some radio. I'm doing the Joe Tribbiani, sorry. So it's great. I love festivals. it's like festivals for me are like weddings. Everyone's just in great spirit. It's a great 2 or 3 days, depending on how long the festival is. And everyone's just there to have a great time, you know?
Now, over the weekend, of course, you're not only going to be performing, but I imagine you're going to hopefully have some time to go and check out the festival for yourself. Who are some top artists that you really hope to catch a glimpse of this year?
Top artists for me, really off the top of my head, number one for me at the moment is Tiger Lily Gold. I'm really excited to hear them live because some songs just really connected with me. I want to see Restless Road as well. They've really caught my attention. And Lakeview, because I come from like a rock background, I like that sort of edgy rock that they've really bore with the country sound. So yeah, really excited to see those guys.
Now this year, you're actually bringing along James Davies onto your set. And you've said you've hinted at an unannounced special guest as well. So can we maybe be expecting to hear some unreleased music?
Unreleased music, maybe, yes. I don't want to deliver too much, but I've got some new songs that I've been working on, and James has been putting these amazing touches onto the songs. It's just acoustically, but it's just brought onto another level, and I'm really excited for people to hear this. And we actually rehearsed last night just here behind me. People at home are listening. It's in my living room. I'm really excited to get these stuff out, and it's just nice. It's just taken, as I said, it's taken the songs onto another level, and I'm really excited for people to hear these. You know, I just love playing music. It's so different from everything else I ever do in life.
Now, last year when you performed at the festival, you brought over Kirsty Krause, your duet partner, of a track called "Who Am I Going to Love," and she's rooted in Nashville. And I know that you tend to visit Nashville a lot to network, especially regarding songwriting. But in a conversation I've had with a lot of other UK country artists, do you ever think that the UK will have a strong songwriting hub like Nashville does?
I think so, for sure. The country scene is growing every single day. I mean, look at it from last year to this year. It's grown like tenfold, and it will keep increasing. I think the American artists are really loving coming over here with our English culture and then having that little home away from home. I think that's really working. And the adaptation of how the songwriting community works is growing. I'm learning to write with other writers over here in the UK and, you know, vice versa. So it's growing. I don't know when it will be like it is in Nashville, but it's definitely a growing community for sure.
Right before your eyes, the one who's gonna feel all those lonely nights. Are you looking just like me, or are you blinded by your big dreams? Are you a rock star in the shower, or an angel when you sleep? Do you like the sunrise or the night? Do you curse and do you?
Now, one question I love to ask, especially UK country singers, because I feel like every single country singer from the UK has a different story of how they got into country music. And, you know, some people in the past have said that they've gotten into it from watching CMT's Nashville. A lot of more recent artists saying more they've been watching Yellowstone, and it's introduced them to a whole variety of country artists as well. For you, how did you get into country music?
Believe it or not, it's actually an accident. So I've written a song called All For You. I'll give you a little quick history about who I am. I was in a rock band for 10 years, and this, that, and the other. I started going solo after the band's broken up. And I was like, okay, I'm writing some solo stuff. It's a bit softer. People are used to more my hard edge, sort of Bryan Adams sort of vocals. So I started writing a song called All For You. And then the BCMA picked it up and said, we're going to make that country single of the week. And I was like, excuse me? What? I thought this is like soft, heavy rock. And they were like, no, it's a great country song. And I was like, okay, so maybe the songs that I've been writing are more of a American sort of country. And I was like, this is great. I mean, I listen to country anyway. But I didn't think it was something that would suit me vocally because I don't sing with a country accent.
Yeah.
And I've just kind of fallen into this world, and the community has been fantastic. As we said earlier, I travel to Nashville quite a lot, so that's been growing on me. My brother recently just said, like, I look more country and I sound American, which is, I don't think that's the case, but hopefully if it is, then it's great. But it's great, and I just really love how country music is. A great community, beautiful people like yourself, and everyone's like, there's no egos, everyone's just friends, which is great. That's what I love about it.
I notice that a lot whenever I go to gigs, that people are so friendly in the queues and just want to talk to you, which I think is very American as well. I think it's very British to just be, I'm just going to stand in my queue, wait for my ticket to get
them. We love to queue.
Yeah, we love to queue, but you go to country gigs and people are like, so how did you get into country music? Like, you're definitely right, like, the community of country music is unlike any other genre, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and if we really rewind now to your very first song, it's a track that I know you've never officially released, but fans are still able to find it on YouTube. It's a track called A Memory That's Fake, and I know that it's a song that's very personal to you, and I think songs like that are such a marker in time. So when it comes to such personal songs like that, will they ever be revisited, or do you kind of have this mind frame of, this isn't me anymore, so I'm not going to put it in my current record?
Oh, wow. Firstly, thank you very much for doing your homework. That song I would absolutely love to release, because as I've gotten older, I realise there's a lot more people like myself who didn't grow up with a father figure for so many years. I've got a loving stepfather who I call my dad, but during his earlier years, it was something that I wasn't really comfortable with. And, you know, I've written a song, I've played it, and people say, you need to release it. But because the original way it's written, it's not very country. So yeah. I want to take it with maybe other producers or writers that can give it that country release. I think lyrically it tells a perfect story. I don't want to sound big-headed. I'm just very confident in that song, and I want people to understand. I need to work on maybe more of a chorus, but I think a lot of people can relate to it, and I think that's what music's about.
What changed, rearranged, how's it all come down to this? Bitter taste, wondering if this will all come back around. I can see who we are, where did all of this go wrong?
Just a
Now, you do currently have a single out, and we will talk about that single in a moment's time. And obviously, this new single is building up to a new EP. That EP is going to be called Crossland. What can listeners expect to take away from this project?
I think people are going to take away a lot. It's like a roller coaster. I like to take people on the ups and downs. So my latest single, my lead single off this EP called This Town, I think that's got a very driven sort of, you know, hard American sort of country rock sort of vibe. And, you know, I've got other songs that are coming out on it. And one of my favourite songs on it, which I'm yet to release, it's called If Only You Knew. It's about being in relationships and stuff like that, where I wanted to be with someone. I thought I wasn't confident enough to be that person that they wanted to be with. So I just thought, if I can only just tell them what I would give to that person. I think, again, it's something that people can relate to. And it's a side of me that I feel is who I am now. 10 years ago, maybe I wasn't very confident enough to release this. But as I get older, I feel like I'm hitting my prime of who I am as a musician and writer.
Now, out of all the tracks that will be on that upcoming EP, is that the one that you're most wanting fans to hear? Or is there any other particular tracks that you're waiting to see how the audience will respond to?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those audience things, because I could write a song like, this is it, and it might not receive as well as I anticipated, which isn't a bad thing, but everyone always hears things differently. You will hear my vocals differently to how I hear them, yeah, and other people, etc. So it could be just a little segment of the songs, like, oh, this part of the song I absolutely adore, or that lyric, or, you know, anything like that. So I'm just happy to get music out there. I used to be a little bit unconfident about releasing music, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm my own worst enemy sometimes. Just like anyone who's an artist, whatever you do, you know, you're your own worst critic. So, yeah.
Now, on the 19th of April, so if people aren't able to see your set at this week's festival, they can catch you at another time. On the 19th of April, you're going to also be performing at the Buck and Ball Saloon in London, in kind of the Water. And a mixture, you said that you're going to play a mixture of originals and classic country tracks there. For you, what are your top three classic country tracks?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I don't go for the generic kind of things. I think for me, there's a song called Make or Break by Dan and Shay, I think off their second album, which I don't think they actually released as a single. I think it's part of their album, which I absolutely adore. I love that sound. It's what I wish to achieve. I'm obviously just Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. I think if you're a, you know, male or female, that song kicks in, you're just boogieing, you know, you're having a good time. And when you say Nothing At All, like the original, not the Ronan Keating version that people like understand from, especially in this country, it's just the beauty of that song. I think as I get older, more emotion comes in my life, and, you know, finding love and things like that, it really hits you, especially me. So those are my top three.
Now, especially one track that listeners will be guaranteed to have the opportunity to listen to this weekend and at Buck and Ball is obviously your current single called This Town. What's the story behind that particular song?
Well, thank you very much for introducing that song. Yes, the song is about finding love. You know, I think nowadays with dating apps and things like that, people are looking for perfection, and you're always looking to strive for it, and it never happens. I usually find, as the lyrics say, you find it when you least expect it. And if you look at your relationships or previous relationships that you're in, you're like, oh yeah, we just met randomly here, there and everywhere. So that's what I wanted to write about. And the fact that like people thrive to go beyond and above everything else when we realize everything's just right in front of us. So I'm like, why don't we just settle in this town, you know, especially like Nashville times. And that's what I wanted to write about. And I feel that's what I've portrayed. I wanted to get across my Bryan Adams sort of vocal sound crossed with a Carrie Underwood sort of style with a little bit of rock, because that's who I am. And I don't want to ever take that away from me. But, you know, because I just want to show who I am, and people will see that it's fake if not. So.
Now, we're going to play that very track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yes, I can indeed. I'm Thomas Kavanagh, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix and 98 FM. And this is my latest single, This Town.
Nothing prepares you for this moment. Expected. It stopped my heart to
wants to settle down. You're the only one who brings me to life. So let's just stay.
That was Thomas Cavanagh with his current single called This Town. Be sure to check out Thomas's performances over the weekend at this year's C2C Festival at London's O2 Arena. Thomas is going to be playing on the Observatory stage every day, Friday, Saturday and Sunday too. He'll be playing alongside James Davies and a still yet to be announced special guest. After the interview, Thomas did let me know who this special guest is, and I must say that they are definitely worth the while. So be sure to run over to the stage this weekend. You can also follow Thomas on social media. He's really engaging over social media, and a few months ago he actually used his Facebook page to connect with people, to send in pictures of them and their partners for a Love Song music video. People really engaged with that one, and it was lovely to see. You can also follow him over on Facebook at TommyCav1 and over on Instagram too at Thomas Cav Music. Be sure to tune in again next week, where I'll be diving into the Welsh country music scene with Aileri. She's an artist based in Swansea and has been best described as Kacey Musgraves meets London Grammar. I would definitely recommend checking out her album. Her album is called Carnivore, and it has a good mixture of what I can describe as Shania based country pop and Nobody No Crime, Taylor Swift murder ballads too. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music, each every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is Kane Cox now with Wendy Peppercorn.
Looking up at you out in the deep end, trying to catch your eye every day, every weekend. To see you smile, I jump off the edge, 'cause right now I don't know if you know I exist. Fireworks in the summer sky, wish I could just show you how you're blowing my mind. Got me spinning around and around and around. Now all I can think about is how I could love you forever. Love you forever. Tell me what if you knew? Would you feel it too? Oh, because you're killing me, just like a 10 out of 10 from a movie screen. Tell me what do I do just to get a little close to you? I know you're so out of my league. Call me a love-struck kid, but I'm swinging for the fences. I wanna get to know you under the bleachers. Wake up every morning with you wearing my t-shirt. You'd never have to be lonely again if I had the chance to be your man, yeah. I would love you forever. I would love you forever. Like a 10 out of 10 from a movie screen. Tell me what do I do just to get a little close to you? I know you're so out of my league. Call me a love-struck kid, but I'm swinging for the fences. Looking up at you out in the deep end, just to see you smile and jump off the edge. Tell me what if you knew? Would you feel it too? Oh, because you're killing me, just like a 10 out of 10 from a movie screen. Tell me what do I do just to get a little close to you? I know you're so out of my league. Call me a love-struck kid, but I'm swinging for the fences.
counting down mailboxes until my house. This place had a heartbeat in its day. Veil part the mountains and nothing was the same. Yes, the boys are drunk, the sun is high. Their license plates live free or die. But it just ain't that simple. It never was. We'll drink to New Year's, then they'll leave me to clean up. One day I'm gonna cut it clear. Ride that Paul Revere and when they ask me who I am, I'll say I'm not from around here. I'll leave before the road crews out, looking way too proud. And I'll turn up the music and I'll forget until it ends that I'm not ready to let go yet. One day I'm gonna cut it clear. Ride like Paul Revere. And when they ask me who I am, I'll just pretend I did. I see the yard, the patch of grass where we buried the doll. And the world makes sense behind the chain link fence. If I could leave, I would have already left. But I'm in my car, and I see the yard, and the patch of grass where we buried the doll. And the world makes sense behind the chain link fence. If I could leave, I'm not afraid to
last night's turned into one night finding you, finding me.
They've just upgraded their sold-out show at London Mirror to London's Lafayette. That was Restless Road with Erin Kingsley on their track called Most Nights. It's taken from their debut album called Last Radio. And this weekend, the boys will be playing on the Spotlight stage inside the actual arena at this year's C2C Festival. They will also be playing on the Indigo Room stage, which is the BBC Radio 2's area. This year, that stage is going to be hosted by Charlie Worsham and Bobby Priner. A lot of exciting things to look forward to this weekend. Country music, I think, just seems to be growing and growing and growing each and every year now. And I think it's important to, every now and then, rewind and reflect on past country moments. Because without them, without these artists, I don't think we would have the artists and the kind of music that we have today within the genre. So let's rewind now to 10 years ago. This was a feature I included last week, and since then I've been obsessed with revisiting country hits from 2014, and there's just so many of my favourites, and I'm